Blog Talk Radio.
This is your host, Andrea Morrell. That was my actual, that song. That was by Nuri Alfonso. That's my little sister. I don't know if you guys know, but I have lots of sisters. But she's one of my little sisters. And, yes, she sings. She sings and writes. So I definitely want to shout my sister Nuria out. She will be here. She's in London right now. She'll be here in the States with me for her birthday. So she'll be spending a whole month with her sister. In July, but her birthday's in June, but she's going to come in July. So I want to shout out my sister Nuria right now. She's really doing her thing. And I'm super proud of her because, you know, I was really hard on my sister when she was little. And, you know, just, you know, if she wants to be an artist and she wants to do what she's doing, even to now, she still has a lot of work that she needs to do. So I'm making sure I'm encouraging her. She's just about to turn 21 in June. So she's 20. So, you know, I just want to encourage my sister to be the best. If she's going to be an artist, she needs to practice every day. She sings all day, every day. That's what, you know, she needs to do. She needs to write every day. She needs to do everything she needs to do. Because if she doesn't, somebody else is doing it somewhere else, and they're going to make it. So I definitely want my sister, if that's what she wants to do, I support it, and I want her to be the best she can be. So shout out to my sister, Nuria, once again. So, yeah, we definitely want to welcome you guys to Vamp City right here on Dollhouse Radio. We have a crazy topic tonight. One of our main topics is Bad Preachers Part 2. Really is Part 3 because we talked about it before, but it really wasn't. It was a major topic the first time, and then we didn't have all our cast members here on that night. So we wanted to kind of address it again, but it really wasn't a topic. It was like a mini topic. And so I definitely want to bring that back up again. So it's going to be a main topic tonight. Bad preachers. Everybody knows a bad preacher out there. Somebody that's always preaching, but it seems that his message is more about how to get rich instead of really telling the word and what he needs to be saying. Every sermon cannot be about how you can get rich real quick. And it's nothing wrong with having things, but I'm just giving the bishops and the preachers out there the side eye who present every Sunday. Your message you're presenting to your congregation is prosperity. Now, there's nothing wrong with prosperity, but every sermon about prosperity is nothing else in the Bible but prosperity. No, I think that's not, there's something wrong about that. So I don't know. We're going to talk about that tonight. Also, we're going to talk about lucid dreaming, vivid dreams, and also we got a lot of topics tonight. We got a mini topic. We're going to talk about hexes. Going to go a little bit in the cult world. Hexes and curses. What's the difference? A lot of people don't know the difference between either one. So I think we should explain what it is and why, if you're somebody out there doing that to people, why you shouldn't, number one. And two, if you're somebody on the other end that you feel that you have been hexed or cursed, want to kind of give you some tips tonight. So we definitely want to talk about that. So I'm going to bring in my co-host. We have James Acevedo, we have Timer, and we have Commander. Welcome to Vamp City, guys.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
What's up?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yes, I'm glad you answered that question of who that was, because I was about to ask you, man. Your baby sister kicking ass. Love it.
Yes.
Love
it. Super proud.
Yes. Very cool.
So we're going to jump right into it because we have so much to talk about tonight. I mean, there's so much stuff going on. Our topics are crazy. And I want to just jump right on it. But first, before we go into our topic, I want to talk about a few news and entertainment and paranormal things that's happening out there in the news. But this piece of news is not paranormal. But it's just it might be, because there's a lot of demon jumping going on. I'm noticing a lot of people going to fast food restaurants. Now, if you guys are with me on this, let me know. But did you notice a lot of people are getting mad if their fries are not done and they're jumping over the register and kicking people's butt? Like, I have an issue with that. Is something wrong with people right now? One girl, basically, I saw a video of one of the people at McDonald's getting beat up because they didn't have the right food. And then there was another video that came out that a couple people got jumped. And I don't know what's going on. What is going on in the world that people can't act civilized? Do you guys have anything to add to that? Because other than being paranormal and there's crazy demons everywhere making people act crazy, I don't want to blame it on that because I really don't think it's that. I think people are just crazy right now.
All I know is McDonald's food ain't that great for you to go nuts over, okay? If your order is wrong, I mean, there's something wrong with these people. I mean, this has been going on. This is not nothing recent. We've heard of this stuff for the last few years. This has been going on. You know, people acting not only in McDonald's but in the drive-thru acting like a fool. So I don't understand why they do this, because, I mean, that's there's other things way more important to get mad at, to use your energy, than something like that. Okay, if the order's wrong, just go up and say, you know, excuse me, you know, oh, I got this by accident. You know, well, you got to act like an idiot. I just don't understand that, unless, you know, some of it is, you know, possessed, you know, they're possessed or something. I don't know. You know, evil is trying to take over all around us, and that could be part of the reason. Another part of the reason could be just crazy.
A lot of people are crazy.
Yes, I mean, come on. I mean, I like McDonald's fries, but I haven't. I'm gonna be honest. I haven't touched the food in the last few years. To be honest with you, I haven't really touched it in a while. So, especially hearing all the things they put in this food, so it's like I'd rather go eat somewhere else. But if I have to eat it, I do. But I haven't really touched it in a while. I really don't like to go for it. But, you know, to go flip on another person over a hamburger made out of fiberglass, I don't think it's not worth it, your energy.
Oh, God. What do you guys think? What do you guys think?
Well, I'm going to put it to you like this. I'm going to say this. This is Cobra. I'm going to say this.
Oh,
they act like people. They act like addicts. Have you ever known an addict?
True.
An addict is addicted to things, and you've seen cocaine addicts and heroin addicts, and they go crazy if they can't get their high or get their drugs. That's what the fast food industry, in my mind, has become, the new heroin, the new cocaine to these people, and they go crazy over their high or their food, and that's how I look at it. They're literally like addicts. I haven't eaten at a McDonald's or I haven't even eaten fast food, and God knows, almost 5-6 years. You know, so I look at them as, and if you notice, it starts off with children. People are getting fatter and fatter, and they're living in these places. When we were growing up, and like I said, I'm 41, and I might be the oldest one here.
I'm older than you.
It was a treat. Remember when it was a treat to go to McDonald's?
It was a treat. It was a treat. It was, it was a treat. It was a treat to go.
Right.
Yeah, my Happy Meal.
It was a treat. Now it's a regular meal, and it was it's a regular meal to people.
Yeah.
And so now they have become addicted to all the hormones and the stuff that's in that food. So they lose their mind when they don't have that sick. They jonesing. They literally jonesing.
Right. Almost like drinking Coca-Cola or something like with caffeine in that you have to have. Some people go crazy if they don't have their Coke. And I'm not talking about Coke.
Nicotine.
Coca-Cola.
Not the spirit kind, not the white powder, no.
Right.
Drink it,
I look at it like nicotine, nicotine and all that. Look at it all in the same boat in my mind.
Right. It's crazy. I don't see how people can go even flip out on you know, sending people to work in McDonald's because those are the people that are preparing your food. You know, so it's just it seems only right to be extra nice to those people, you know what I'm saying, that do that. I don't know. I just think that we're out of touch and everybody has personal issues that they're not facing and they're taking it out to the closest person to them that looking for that reason to go there. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, in a sense, taking out their frustrations out on other people. Really, that's exactly what it is. And from there, that's negative energy. So I just think we're just all, a lot of people are just going through something in the sense where they're not properly releasing that energy, that bad energy, in a positive way.
Right.
So that's where I'm at
with you guys on that. I wanna move on to something I'm looking at right now, and then we're gonna go to our mini topics. Something that's kind of bothering me, and I'm getting the sense to say, I want to ask you guys, if it's just me, have you noticed that there is a lot of, not to get on police brutality, but there is a lot of black people in the news getting beat, and they're being beaten or killed by white men, right? Now, we already know that. We're going to move past that. But do you think it's some type of message? For some reason, I'm looking at the picture of the student that was beat on St. Patrick's Day. I'm not sure if you guys heard about him, but he didn't die. He lived. His name is Matrice Johnson, and he was beating on St. Patrick's Day, and he was arrested. And everybody that was around said this young man was polite to the police. What they did to him, it was not cause for. It was no cause to do it. And I'm looking at a picture of the incident, and his face is covered in blood. You can't even see his face. They beat him that bad. And it seems like it's some type of message. I don't know if you guys feel the same thing, but it's almost like a message that's going out saying, you know, if you don't act right, this is what you're going to get too. And it's a strong message that says this to our children. And I have an issue with that. And not saying that none of this is related on the paranormal side at all, but I kind of feel that it's something that needs to be said, and as people of color, what do you do about something like that? What do you do? What do you say? Because I'm looking at this, as we're talking about this, it just randomly came up, And I'm looking at it, and it bothered me a little bit. Because I know that we have a lot of issues and racism and stuff like that. But these demons, I want to call them demons, because I feel that if we want to relate it to a paranormal, something paranormal. I think these people, these things, these entities, whatever they are, it's like they're trying to start something. They're trying to start some type of race war or send a message to people, to the people of color, saying, look, you better stay aligned or this could be you, or you better obey. And I just, I feel that. And I just feel like, wow, we have not come nowhere. If we are still living in a time like this, what do you guys think? Real quick, we're not going to stay on this because we're going to move to our paranormal topics.
I mean, it's like MC Ren said, it this type of issue happens every day. It does seem like there's a message within it, because more and more every week we cut on TV, there's a young black male, or at times there's a young black female that's being mistreated by, you know, civil rights are violated by cops. I mean, you know, it seems like they're not even getting snaps on the wrist for the things that they're doing out here that is so beyond, you know what I'm saying, their purpose. It's crazy. So I just feel like they just feel like, hey, if, you know, if we're not getting in trouble for it, then, you know what I'm saying, then there's nothing you can do, live with it. Like you're saying, it's kind of like, you know, you just live here, you know? So
right.
It's crazy.
It's
like
no punishment. I feel like, you know what, I'm going to get paid leave. So I'll just go beat somebody. The guy that they found hanging in Mississippi from the tree on his property, that really bothered me. Like, that's another show topic. But I just feel it's our purpose, because we have voices and we need to start expressing this type of stuff. Because I don't like to make things black and white, but it's something that needs to be said. This can't keep going on. And everybody out there marching, I said before, stop marching. What are you marching for? Marching is not going to stop people from hanging from trees.
Well, I'm going to put it to you, and I'm going to go. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
I can hear you.
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I'm going to get a little bit biblical, because the thing about it, and it says in the Bible, in the last days, God's people are going to be tortured the most.
That's right.
If you notice, across the globe, it's black people being tortured the most. And it's white people specifically coming after black people. People need to look at their Bibles real close. You're worshiping, like India said, you're worshiping this white Jesus persona. What if Jesus wasn't white? What if he even was a black man? And his people, those true people, were black people. We are the most oppressed people across the globe. The globe.
Right.
thing about it is,
I'm not trying to say black people are special. Right. No. I'm happy you brought that up, because I think that's something, when we get into the Bible part of it, that's something that needs to be said too.
Yep.
Because if you think about it,
yep.
We're not going to go deep into that, because that conversation could get deep. And since you brought it up, we're going to talk about it next week. Are black people the chosen people? I want to talk about that. Because when you talk about, when you get into the Bible and you read some of the stuff, it kind of like you're in the room, hold up, what is it saying?
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny, because people interpret the Bible how they want to. So any other person that's not black will say, no, it was the white Jewish people. But if we really want to go deep into it, and I'm not a racist at all, I love all people of color.
Nope.
But I do, and I can tell you this. Back in the days, I mean way back in the days, when you went to parts of Egypt, anywhere over there in Egypt, Israel, all that, it was black people there. I don't know if anybody knows that. But it was not, if the people that are there now was not there long time ago. They were people.
Yeah, but here's another thing.
Yep.
I'm going to go here, and I'm gonna hit at it, and then we're going to talk about it next week. But if you talk to a real Pakistanian or a real person from Kuwait, they'll tell you point blank that the people who inhabit Israel are not the people that's supposed to be there. That's why they have war with them.
They moved in at – they actually – I'll give you guys the exact date. I'm going to look it up real quick because I have it on file. They moved in, I like to say moved in at a certain time. They were not there. The pharaohs and all those people were there. That's why when you get people trying to play Cleopatra and all these people that were white, that were not white, that's kind of abusive to me, because these people, look at the people like the pharaohs, and look at some of the pictures you see of the Egyptians. Those people don't look, they're not white.
Nope.
They might be Arab, they might be something else, Israeli, whatever, but those people were not white.
Nope.
See,
so
and another thing is that, like I said, we're going to talk about it next week, but I've got a couple friends. I'm going to be real brief. I have a couple of friends that's from Kuwait, and they'll tell you real quick, they look at black people more as their brothers than they look at those Jewish people. That's why they're fighting. He said, we've been fighting for 1,000 years because they are not supposed to be there.
Right.
Period.
Right.
They're not our brothers. And that's the way they look at
it. It's not a black and white thing.
And I submit it.
And I think that if people be more honest, if we speak about these topics and be more honest, because when you're trying to interpret the Bible,
mm-hmm.
I think too many people put their own words on the Bible. If you really sit down with the Bible and read it many times, you will get a better understanding of it. Trust me, okay? Stop going to these churches and they're always telling you about prosperity. Read the Bible, and it's going to tell you something. And the reason why I want to bring that topic up next week is because I think people need to hear the truth. People need to hear the truth. And you need to hear another side.
They
even
can't
if it's
handle
not
the
truth.
Truth
you need
exactly.
to hear another. But they need to hear another side. You need to hear something else so that you can think.
Mm-hmm.
You need to let your mind say, wait a minute. So you can go research it more yourself. Like, wait a minute. That sounds correct, but let me go look more into this. And the further you dig, I trust me, you're going to find a lot of stuff to make you go, wow, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If you think about it, I'm going to leave you guys with this, and we're going to go into our topic. Black people, out of all the races, we're the only, the only race that cannot, like, go back and really track a lot of our history. Not all of us. Some of us can. Most of us, 89% of us can't. They cannot track their history.
Nope.
Why was it so important to erase the black history? It's connected biblically some way, I don't know. And what Colbert brought up, it's resonating with me that the chosen will be attacked, and that's what's happening right now, the chosen people. And not
because
only black people.
It's funny you brought that up. You brought that up because me and James had this conversation.
I knew you were going to say that. I was just about to say it. Damn, you read my mind.
Me and James had this conversation.
I want to say the chosen people, I want to put it out there for the record. The chosen people weren't just black.
Mm.
It was a list of them. It was black people. It was like Puerto Ricans, which are black, Cubans, Spanish descent, Indians, everybody basically except white. They had a whole, I'm going to give you the list. It's a whole list of, it's people of color. And these people of color, which all resonated for black, which we all resonated for black, but the chosen people were not just black people. It was others on there, like Spanish, Indians. So I want to put that out there. Why do you think the Indians were thinking about that? The Indians, the same thing.
I tell you, we just had this conversation with James, and I said, James, I told James, you can't use ancestry because it's going to stop. Because your line was cut off, my line was
Thank
cut
you.
Off. Most black
Thank
people, you can't track. You
Thank
can't track
you.
Your family
Thank
down
you.
To Africa. They cut
Why?
It off because of when it all ends up in slavery. It all
Why
ends at slavery.
Period. The history was lost because something they knew you don't supposed to know. They know something you don't know. Black people, Mexican people, Indian people, they know something you don't know. And they make sure that you will lose your history so that you won't figure it out because you are who you are. And people don't know who they are. You come from kings and queens, the real royalty. And a lot of people don't understand. I don't want to get too deep, and I'm not going to go there because you're not ready.
Save it for next week.
We'll save it for next week.
That's
We're going to come
good.
Back to that. But I
That's
do want to have
good.
That conversation. It's related to the Bible. We'll even take some quotes from the Bible where it kind of referenced some things.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely want to bring that topic up. We will have that next week. Back to our topics this week, I want to talk about hexes and curses. So we're going to move to hexes and curses.
Mm.
Okay. Cobra. Hexes and curses.
Yes.
Give your definition of
my
a hex.
Wheelhouse.
Yes.
Basically, a hex is, I'm going to give the basic, but a hex, the difference between a hex and a curse, a hex is something that is a, more of a spell that is put upon you. A curse is, can go as generation, but a hex is more emotional and more of a personal. Most people hex people because out of personal vendetta, whereas a curse
right.
could be put up on a family or a generation or a land, a personal or things. Curses are put on mm-hmm. things and families and lands and stuff like that, whereas hexes is like I hex you personally. It's something you have a vendetta against a person one-on-one or a particular thing. That is the two differences between a hex and a curse.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes, you're correct.
I see them as the same.
Go ahead, Carmen.
No, I was just saying, I kind of figure hex and curses to be one of the same.
Mm-mm.
So,
mm-mm.
from what I was...
What did you get from it, Tom? To make you feel that it was one of the same, what did you get from it?
I'm just within it all. I just looked at it from the curse point of view, which is
right.
it's expressed wish that, that forms some... performs some... from adversity and misfortune will fall upon something or someone else. So within that, it sounds like the hex to me. I'm sorry,
right.
I was
okay.
tongue tied.
Okay.
Well,
when I was researching this, I found that curses fall into four categories, which is biblical witchcraft curses, but curses by
mm-hmm.
people who are not witches, and then there is also a self-imposed curses. So, I mean, in a sense, it just seemed like it was the same, you know, from what I was doing as far as hex and curses.
Right. Hexes
so
is like
mm-hmm.
the watered-down version of a curse. A hex is like lightweight.
Mm-hmm.
You're really not, you know, it's not a lot. You just want
you're
to kick somebody off your back. Right. You just want to kind of get somebody
beginner.
Off.
It's beginner. It's beginner stuff.
Right. It's like just
stuff.
A watered-down version. But the curse... it's something, like Cobra said, that can go on and on and on, like, forever, so generations.
Mm-hmm.
It just goes, or it
mm-hmm.
skips generations, it continues to go. Where a hex is something like you just want to get somebody off you, and it's a watered-down version of a curse. So they're not the same. Hex is like lightweight.
Right.
Lightweight.
So
right.
also curses, you can curses, you can also curse things with curses. Hex,
right.
like you said, it's lightweight, it's watered down. That's why I say it's more personal. Whereas a curse, you can
right.
curse a building. You can curse
mm-hmm.
a ground
mm-hmm.
somebody walks on. You can curse.
Right.
The curses go much deeper, whereas a hex
yeah.
is like, I don't like you, get off my way, get off of me.
Right.
You know, that's the type
right.
of thing
don't come,
it is.
Don't walk into
you,
my path, I won't see you. Right. But like
exactly.
a curse, if you, let's make a good example. The Chicago, what's the team that always do the
Cubs,
Bears, the
Cubs,
or whatever?
Cubs.
That
the
would
Cubs.
Be considered, like, when they say
oh, the
a curse.
Cubs, the Cubs. Oh,
right.
Yeah.
right.
Oh, she said
that's
Bears.
My,
oh, the Bears almost gave me a heart attack. I'm,
the Cubs,
I'm here.
The Cubs is not a person. The Cubs is
right.
a team. So that's an example
but,
of a curse. Something being cursed, not a person. It's
gotcha.
Something. It's that's like a freak. The whole team or the organization they think is cursed because they lost.
Mm-hmm.
they lose all the time.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a stupid curse.
Well, but the thing about it is, it was a curse. If you want to go a little bit deeper, it was a curse put upon the Cubs because the owner of the Cubs cheated 100 years ago, and one of the
yeah.
people put a curse upon that team.
Oh.
And that's how that
yeah.
curse, they believe that curse has traveled on for 100 years now.
Well, that's
crazy. Well, that last championship was 1904.
Yep.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
1904, 1905. Yeah, something
yeah.
like that. Yeah, well, that sounds better than
yep.
the one I heard that because someone couldn't bring a goat to a game. I mean, like, come on, that's a dumb curse.
Yes, I heard that one, too.
Like, come on.
Yeah,
that's
I heard that
one.
That's
you know.
I can't bring my goat,
yep.
you won't get it. You like, okay.
I put a spit
yeah.
on you, you know.
I'm
right.
I'm going
like,
to curse the Cubs because I can bring my
goat.
And, but, well, the thing about it is, one thing I'm going to be real serious with you all
yeah,
about curses.
Mm-hmm.
Curses are really, if you give them a power, curses can inhabit your very being. Curses can surround your family.
Yeah.
If you give it the power, that's the key. You have to give it and believe.
You have to give it the power.
If you believe and give it,
yeah,
and give it that power, and as long as that it feeds off that energy and you pass it, like you hear people always say, it's a generation curse. We have had this in my great grandmother.
Right.
Like,
right.
It's expression
power.
That you gave
you're
that curse.
That's right.
That's true.
Gives that power. You just continued
right.
it on.
That's
you
right.
just continued that curse on.
Right. Right.
So
right.
That's
right.
Curse.
We have to stop that. Right. You have to stop it. That's true, because it goes back to our topic we talked about a couple weeks ago about law of attraction, or if we go back a couple weeks ago, back further than that, intent, your intention. So if you're like, you know, whatever you speak into the universe, you have to understand even stuff that you think somebody put a curse on you and you're owning that curse, you basically saying yes to the curse.
Yeah, giving power to it.
You can't own it.
Yep.
You can't own it. You can't, even if you believe in it, you don't have to own it. You don't own it. Nobody can curse you.
And I want to
bring up something. Somebody asked, can a Christian be cursed? Somebody asked that. And I want to say, no, a Christian can't be cursed. They can't. Not a real Christian. We're not talking about Monday to Saturday Christian. We're talking about total Christian.
24/7 Christian. 24/7 Christian.
They can't be Christian. I want to read something real quick. Psalms 27:1.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?
Mm-hmm.
The Lord is the strength of my life. Of who shall I be afraid of? Okay? If you get what that's saying, hello, God is the power of all. He's the power of all. Who should I be afraid of? He is the power of all. He got my back. So I'm going to be afraid of who? You guys? These people over here? Really? You don't have the power that this man has. So all your little magical things you do, you can't top his. So who I'm going to be afraid of? We have to stop giving up and we have to stop giving in to fear. You can't have people have fear over you. So if you think somebody is so strong and powerful with their hexes and their magic, you can't give them more power by being afraid of them. You have to start believing and understanding what you're dealing with and knowing that God is way stronger than any of this. Your magical words, because see, all magic is, and when you're doing hexes and curses and any of this stuff, it's words. It's intent. It's intention. So when somebody can speak intent, imagine the intent that you can speak unto your life and the things you need to be doing.
Exactly.
Make these witches go away from me. Make
these
evil people go out of my life. Speak intent into your life, positive intent. Make them go away.
I'll give you a perfect example. I'm going to give you a perfect example of a curse. My family is supposed to have a family curse on it. And I'm the one that broke that curse because I didn't believe in it. Four generations of males, my great-grandfather to me, all died before they were 33 years old.
Wow.
And if you heard me last night, I had a massive heart attack at 32. And on my deathbed in the hospital, I said, I refuse to let this happen to me. I'm 41 now. I broke that curse because I did not believe in that curse.
My great-grandfather
died before 32. My father, grandfather died at 32. My father died at 32.
Wow.
I would have had a heart attack, and I'm 41 because I don't believe in it. I didn't
give it the
power. And
my grandmother
was in shock. In shock, like, you survived.
Right.
I lived to be 33. So
that's right.
And I'm
they don't have no power.
Because of that.
They don't have the power over what God says He has in store for you. And what you did was you didn't believe in. You didn't give it power. So it breaks. It breaks. Who are they? The whole day, I don't care how strong you are, and no disrespect to anybody out there, but I think if you're putting curses and hexes on people, you want to be very cautious of that. Because, see, even people who do it, they
speak
know
on
what
it.
Comes back to them. You got to be
right.
very careful, because whatever
better.
You send out into the universe, trust me, it's going to land back on your doorstep.
It's coming back
regardless.
Double. Double fold.
Keep cursing whoever you're cursing, because your curses come back to you. No matter how you think you're powerful, trust me, it comes back.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and the thing about
it,
especially if
you're
one of those people that put generation curses. If you put generation curses on people, you best believe that generation curse that you put on it is on your family now. Because the price for that curse, you don't know. You pay that price with the devil to make that curse. And you pay that price with your family. You put that blood up for it to keep that curse going on someone else's family. Is that really worth
that's
it?
Right.
The price
that's
is
right.
high for that.
That's
the price
right.
is high for
that's
that
right.
stuff. People don't get it.
That's
Black
right.
magic comes with a price. It comes with a price
that's
that you most people wouldn't want to pay.
Nope.
You know, and we can go into the aspect of, especially me and India, can go into the aspect of our ancestor number two. She paid a heavy price for her black magic and black curses she put on people. A heavy price on her. And in the end, it cost a lot more than what she got out of it. So let's believe if you go into that world, you better know what demon you dealing with, because he may ask for more than you want to penance. For real.
Right. Yeah, because even when you talk about Marie the second, she chose to practice black magic, more of the voodoo that was used for bad. But, you know, her mom basically, she was doing a lot of healing. She helped a lot of people. If people needed some help or they were to get money or whatever, she helped a lot of people. You know, she was actually, if you want to say, it was like almost like yin and yang with them two, where, Marie, the mother, basically taught the daughter everything she knew. But it was her choice. When you learn magic and when you get into that type of thing, it's up to you of what intent you're going to put out. Some people choose dark, some people choose light. And that's what happened. Marie number two chose dark. So, you know, and that's her choice.
She paid a heavy price for that. She paid
a heavy price for that. Heavy price for that.
Yes.
And I think that, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is. So, hey, we make our choices. It's called free will, but we got to deal with what we put out there into the universe. So.
Just like my grandmother used to say, you play to dance with the devil. You better get ready and put on your tap shoes. You're gonna dance.
You better put on your tap shoes.
So the thing about
it is, it's not cheap.
Exactly. You're gonna dance a long time.
You're gonna dance a long time, baby. You better get your shoes on. Make sure you can go for a couple of centuries. I want to say to everybody out there. If you want to go deeper into our mini topic, hexes and curses, what's the difference? The reason why we bring up these topics is because I think people should be aware, and you should be aware of certain things. And I think that if you've been taught like, oh, don't talk about that, don't do that, we need to get out of that. Because why run away from something you don't understand? You want to know what's going on in case it happens to you, so you could be like, look, I'm not going to deal with that. You better go away. If you don't know you being cursed or whatever, maybe you don't know. But I think I'd rather want to be in the know of certain stuff so I can be aware of, even if nobody's cursing you, but you just want to know. I want to know stuff. I just want to know everything. And I think we should be more in the know. Let's get into the know and read and research. So I just wanted to bring that up. That's
especially if you're in places like I am in Miami, where it's a melting pot of culture. And you need to know these things, because I'm going to be real with you. In India, you can understand how I feel. Every other month, I do a cleansing, because there's so many Haitians and Caribbeans and so far down here that because of my business and how I have to switch, I have to do a cleansing of everything, because it's 9 out of 10, someone has cursed me. Someone has hexed me.
People
I have to do that cleansing. I don't know if I don't know.
Yeah. They don't want to
see
you.
Even though I don't know, I have to do it.
You don't even know. You don't even know. And if.
But I have to check it off.
You do. You have to. You have to. Because, see, people will try to put stuff out there so you won't succeed. They put things out there so you will always run into bad things and you never get where you're supposed to be. And you want to make sure you are doing these things. But, see, one thing about people, and especially I want to talk about Christians. We're taught to say, no, that's a cult, and you don't do, you know, cleansings, and you don't do all this to do that. But that's not true. Mm-hmm. You have to make sure you're protecting yourself. In these time of days, you definitely want to protect yourself. I don't want to talk about it on air, but there's certain things that, you know, I can tell you to do if you want to protect yourself, if you want to protect your house, you know, and it will keep certain people out of your way, your life, because, and it's nothing like magic or nothing like that. It's simple stuff you got in your house.
No.
And it is, it just keeps people that don't supposed to be in your space, they won't step in your space. Because they're not wanted. They're not welcome.
Right. Also, you want to put out there, too, that you got to watch out who's around you because they may be cursing. That curse can be popped off.
Oh,
and
yeah, and they can,
associated with them.
Right.
That's why I
say within the four curses, it says the biblical curses are curses, obviously, that we bring upon ourselves by sinning. Doing things that are not against God's will, and witchcraft or curses placed on others by witches. Curses by people and not witches can include those who pray for you according to their will and not by God's will. So, or, you know, those who wish evil things upon you. And then the self-imposed curses come from how we think and speak about ourselves. So within those four curses, I mean, it goes back to what you say, India, you know, the power and the things that we say. Because once it's out there, it's out there. You know, everything has a boomerang effect. So, everything goes hand in hand to me. You know, it's a good side to it, and there's always a bad side to it. And then it goes back to intent. So, I'm with you on that.
Exactly.
And I
want to say also, what Thomas just said was true. Watch out who pray for you. He just said a curse can be the person that prays for you, not for their will, but for their own personal will. That could be a curse on you, too. Watch out who prays for you. And it's going into the other topic.
Not witches.
That's right. Because you're telling people your personal things you want to pray for, and those people can block your prayers. So you got to be careful that people can block your prayers. I don't know if you guys know that. But people can actually stop your prayer from going where it needs to go. Because you're telling the wrong person. You might be talking to a demon. You don't even know it. And they didn't block it. It ain't going nowhere.
Exactly.
So you want to make sure you be careful. To me, my prayers are so sacred. I don't need people to pray for me. And if I ask you to pray for me at home, that's one thing. But I really like to pray for myself. I'll do it myself. I don't really need everybody praying for me. My grandmas and my family pray for me. My family prays for me. I don't need people I don't know praying for me because I think that we don't know who's praying for us. And we might be praying for the wrong things. You might don't know what I need or what I need you to be praying for. So how can you pray for me?
Exactly.
We might be two different people.
Exactly.
Praying to two different people. So I want to say
and
this too. Out of Romans 8 and 11, we don't need to worry about anyone casting any sort of spells on us. Voodoo, witchcraft, hexes, and curses has no power over us because they come from Satan. And we know that the one who is in you, Christ, is greater than the one, Satan, who is in this world. Okay? So I just want people to know that. And when I'm talking about doing your little thing of where you could protect yourself, I don't want people to be like, well, you're contradicting yourself. You doing some magic stuff. I'm not talking about no magic stuff. No magic stuff. I just choose not to talk about certain stuff because when the enemy, you don't tell your enemy what you do you? Y'all don't need the whole world to know. So I'm not going to just say that over air. So I kind of feel that that's private for who I think needs to know that.
If people also look at it, when they get baptized, they get baptized to cleanse themselves so they can be seen by God.
Exactly.
It's the same thing.
Hello.
It's a baptism. It's a cleansing.
Yes,
it's a cleansing.
It's a cleansing
of your soul so God can
cleansing.
See you. So he can
That's
see
what
you.
I thought.
It's
That's
the
what
same thing.
And some of my things I'm talking about has to do with that. It's to do when I said stuff in your house. So anyways, I know somebody out there listening right now, Cobra, though, they're listening to us and be like, they in a cult. You know they're devil people. You know this, you know that. They ain't fooling nobody. So I don't have to explain myself. I know who I am. And I know my cast know who they are.
Exactly.
So guess what? We're not going to explain ourselves. If you can't pick up on who we are, then maybe it's not for you. Maybe this conversation went over your head and we're not for you. Okay. Let me go on. Because trust me, the light sees light and the dark sees dark. And if you can't see it, then you missed it anyway.
Well, we don't want to go that deep. Don't go that deep in there. Don't go that deep. Because
we ain't
going to
go that deep. We don't take it over here.
They can't swim.
We're going to take it over here.
They can't swim that deep yet.
Can't swim that deep.
Yeah.
But put on your list for next week, you guys. Make sure you put on your list what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about who are the chosen people. Jesus in the Bible was talking about chosen. Who are these chosen people? Who are the chosen people? Because a lot of people say the Jews are the chosen people, but were the Jews before the Jews the chosen people? Were they the black people? So I want to know, people of color, who are the chosen people? Honestly, I love everybody. I have Jewish friends. I have everybody. I love everybody. But I just like getting to the bottom of our history, of history. Why can't we research our history? Everybody else research their history and ancestors. Why can't we do spend a couple minutes on researching our stuff? So guess what? We're going to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're going to talk about next week. We're going to talk about who are the chosen people, that they're talking about some in the Bible. So I definitely want to talk about that. And we're going to talk about paralyzed sleeping. We want
to
talk about
sleep
paralysis. Yes, Culver wasn't here when we talked about it, so I want to bring that one back.
Okay,
we're going to talk about sleep paralysis. A lot of people experience this.
That should be interesting.
I think it's something that, once again, we need to talk about, where your body goes frozen, but you're awake, your mind is awake, but you can't move. We want to talk about that because a lot of people now, for some reason, is having this experience. Why
I'm going having these.
I want to talk about that.
A lot of stigmatas happening too out there too.
Yes. Moving on to our main topic of the night: bad preachers in the church.
Amen.
I've been waiting for this so long.
Yes, Hunter, we're going to start with you. You go to church. You have a church that you go to sometime, right?
Somewhat court.
What time?
Time.
Well, you go at least twice a year, right? You do go out of the year at least twice, more or more, right?
No, not really.
Not twice a year?
No.
Well, you don't go to church.
Unfortunately.
We don't go to church. We don't go to church.
Really?
Let's look at the question like this.
Yeah, easy was honest.
The last time you remember going to church. God.
I mean,
yeah,
I
when
grew,
you were baptized
grew,
at one. No, just kidding.
When you were one. Do you remember the conversation, the times you went? What was the basic conversation, the preacher, the message he was trying to get to everybody? Because every bishop has their message they want to push. What was the overall message you got most of the time you went to church? What did you get? Was it money, or was it people trying to get themselves together? They need to, get together because Jesus is coming back. What was the message?
Well, the message is basically just, getting your life right back with God, and live righteous and abide by His, God's laws. So, it's there's a totally different message from what it is right now. I think just people have lost their way. I grew up in church. I just got to the point where, when I turned 13, I was given an alternator, and I just didn't go to church. And when I got back to church, it was so much gossip and just hideous behavior beyond those who called themselves saints, which it was like being out in the streets. So I kind of like got back away from it, So, I do understand it. Yeah, the preachers nowadays, it seems more like con artists, if anything. I know a sincere preacher when I see one, and the bulk of them just appear to be con men to me,
Okay.
Yep.
But the message was basically is just getting your life right with God, and that was it, living, just living right.
And what about you, James?
Yeah. Well, what I remember when I used to go a lot more when I was younger, because I fall in that same category with Timer, because recently when I've been in church, I've been at funerals, so that's not the best part of going to church. When I went to church, mainly, I remember it was all about helping each other, respecting one another, loving one another, peace among with us, stuff like that. That's what the message I was getting, you know, help the poor, you know, stuff like that. I never heard, when I was going to church anyway, when I used to do a lot when I was younger, you know, you hear about, oh, you know, it's about, you know, giving money to me so we can, you know, help me get this car I'm waiting for, I'm going to get, or down payment on a house. It was never like that as far as my experience, you know, and that's how a church is supposed to be as far as it's supposed to be about, well, it's supposed to be about uplifting and helping other people and helping yourself, you know. That's what it's supposed to be, and not like what Timer was saying, turn into a car dealership, you know, a used car salesman being over there that we're listening to every week, you know. It's like, that's not what it's supposed to
like
be.
Like somebody is pitching something to you rather than teaching you, so then they're setting you up for a pitch.
Bingo.
Right.
Oh.
Exactly. Bingo. You hit
right.
Yeah.
That's a good analogy. I like that one. Cobra, what about you? What do you recall?
Ooh, thank you, Jesus. He probably came to me. The last church I went to was right in where you live in. The last church I went to was right in where you living in Atlanta. I got invited by a friend to go to Tight Shirt Bishop Eddie Long Shirt Church.
Oh, God.
New birth. And I walked in there, and it was the most ridiculous.
Was it hot in there? You
condescending. It was.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Literally ATMs all in the back of the church.
Oh,
the first
God.
Thing come out of his mouth is, the first thing that came out of his mouth in his sermon, if you're not prospering, you're not close to God. I'm like, check, please. I stood up, my friend was like, where you going? I was like, I can't sign on for this. Everybody in the front row, you know, and Bishop Longer, all the front rows were with all the stars. So you had Ludacris up there, you had other stars up there in the front row. And they had their furs and their diamonds are glistening. And I'm like, nah, this ain't for me. I left before the sermon was even done. I left.
Damn.
I was like, this is way too deep for me. And that was the last time
I
went
to
church.
Like a stage play.
Exactly. Yeah.
It was a bad Tyler Perry play happening before your eyes.
Yes.
And the thing about it is, my thing is, I have problems with those prosperity church guys. So the plain fact is, I was raised up in the church too. And back when I was growing up, really the pastor was literally as poor, if not poorer, than the people that went to church for him. With him, because his walk was to be sacrificing. His walk was to help the needy and help the motherless children help the husbandless wives, and they were doing all these things. And so the pastor was barely making it. But around by the early 80s and 90s, you got these T.D. Jakes and these Bishop Longs and these Orsons come out of nowhere that's talking about money, money, money. And it was just, it became literally.
Right.
I call it a pyramid scheme. It's a pyramid scheme.
It's like you're going to a festival of how to get rich quick. It's one of those. And I have an issue with that because I grew up in an old school church where my preacher, where I actually got baptized at, where I actually had my first paranormal experience where I saw an angel in a church. So that lets you know that God's people was around that church, okay? These were old school people. And each Sunday, they had a different message. Our preacher had a different conversation about who God was, who Jesus is, and what you need to know, what you need to do. I don't even remember him talking
how
about money. The
that?
Only time I heard money is when the offering played, it was time for the offering. That's it. They didn't ask for nothing else. That was all.
Or you heard about money on two times, the offering plate, or we happen to be building another church. And you need to go to the church fund to build a new church.
Like that. Yeah. That's different.
They build
it.
That's
and
the only time I heard about money.
But you know what?
Right.
Yes,
that's
what
the
they
only
would
time
do. Remember, they would do this. They would do this. They would have, like, they'll fry chicken, have somebody will make a cake. They'll have a big old bake sale or something, and that's how we raise money. We
that's
didn't
right.
go and say, okay,
exactly.
give us money. We don't give you nothing back.
Or
we
have a fair
did time. Things. So, right, we did things to give you so we can say that we earned this money. What happened
right.
to that church? We'll have a big barbecue one weekend because we need to build a children's church in the back. We did
right.
things like that.
Yep.
What happened to that church?
Yeah.
Because
I just saw on Facebook today. I just saw on Facebook today a pastor in Detroit just got sentenced to 20 years for taking $29 million from his church. He
yes.
took 29
yes.
mil from the church.
Yeah.
And he got 20 years. And you know what? He said he ain't doing fair time. And he said, when he asked him, do you have something to say? He said, I'll do that time because once he get out, there's no tax on that money. And they can't make him give it back. He only going to do 7 of it. And he said, I get out and not be a millionaire. Told the congregation today, face that.
Wow.
That's the
wow.
type of men that are over your churches right now. These are the type of men that's over your churches
right
now. Right. Praying for you.
Yeah.
Praying for
right.
you.
Yeah.
Come on now. Go ahead, Timer.
I am in complete agreement. It's the same with how they pick their music nowadays. They're just blind to it, you know. Don't get it twisted. I grew up in church from the time first Sunday I was out of church all the way up until I was 13, going to church 5-6 times a week. So I mean, I know, like you said, the preachers never really asked for money unless it was around those times, anniversaries and things like that is when they made, you know, ask for that. But
right.
So what's going on now is, like I said, the guys are just kind artists. I mean, it like
right.
the word intent, you know what I'm saying, intent all in it. It depends on the intent of the preacher. Now, I've gravitated to, like, I forgot the guy's name, the white guy. Cool guy. I love the
Osteen?
Yeah.
Okay. And I want to say, Timer, what kind of concerns me is, see, because God gives a lot of people the gift of discernment. And if
yeah.
a lot of these people in church can't discern, because you know when somebody gives you warning and they keep telling you something, sometimes most people here on this earth, humans, you guys don't pay attention to your warnings. You don't get the message. It could be right in front of you, and you still don't know you're in danger. And he said people will come before you in sheep, dressed as in sheep clothing, but they're wolves. And there's so many wolves out here in sheep clothing, but they don't even see them. If the person don't know that they're there, how are these people so blind? But it's weird to me because it's almost like I don't want to give. Okay, maybe so. You're praying with the wrong people. There you go. You in a church that's teaching prosperity, and they're praying. This person is praying for y'all every week. But guess what? The preacher gets richer, you get poor, and your prayers still ain't went nowhere. They still in that church.
No. Indy, you're missing what I'm saying. They're not praying for them. They're praying, P-R-E-Y, on their church. They're praying on their church like wolves. They're praying on their
wolves.
They're literally
praying
on the people.
That's it. Praying,
see,
and you got a preacher that's not who he is. Say who he's being somebody. He's deceiving people. And basically when they're praying, because they are praying too, but when they're praying, you got the wrong person still praying for you. That's praying on you. You got the wrong person. They're right there in your corner. It's the wrong people. And I think that the Christians, they have to – y'all can't see this? Are you so blind that you don't notice that it's a sheep in front of you, but I can see his wolf tail? You can't see it?
Well, here's the thing I have to say, and there's some of these preachers, and I'm going to go there, and I told you I was going to name some people. Some of these preachers were good, Shepherds. They were good shepherds, and they turn into wolves. And I give you a perfect example
P.D.
Jakes. P.D. Jakes was a good shepherd at one point, but he turned into a wolf and became plain. He started to prey on his people. He literally started to prey on his apostles. He used to be a good shepherd. He used to be a good preaching man, and he turned into this.
I used to listen to P.D. Jakes all the time. That's right. And he used to really
I'm going to tell you, be a good preacher. But you know why? I said, and I gave the exact date when I saw that turn for myself, because I used to be a fan of TBK.
Right.
When he stopped being on TBN, he changed. Once he got on TBN, he changed. He got into the circle of wolves and learned how to be a wolf on his own congregation. TBN, anybody that look at TBN, what's his name, the guy on Jimmy Carter, not Jimmy Carter, the guy that's on
Wagger,
all these cats are just wolves. They are true wolves, and you're praying for them, and you loving them, and they telling you, if you send me $100, y'all seen it just the other day, send me $100 for a little bitty pint of water in a glass, and it's holy water.
Wow,
and then
right,
you put
right.
it on
Who
your money.
The one that
what the
hell?
For real?
The pop-off guy I told you guys about. Here we go with a story with this one. And they got a prayer cloth, and he going to pray over the prayer cloth, and he going to send it to everybody because he didn't pray. If you think this man got a million, thousand, hundred, zillion people watching this TV, think he got time to pray over all those damn prayer cloths? If you really believe your prayer cloth was prayed over by him, personally, because he says it, I personally prayed over. You didn't pray over a gazillion prayer cloths. Stop lying. You know, just
that's
be
a
honest.
Lot. That's a
you got a whole team of people praying, and somebody else prayed over this prayer cloth. Because I'm number 1 million.
I got one. You got the prayer cloth. He said he prayed over personally, but the prayer cloth said it came from China. So he went to China and prayed over first.
Really? Come on, you guys. We got to be more smarter. And I think what it is, we're trying to do right now is wake people up. You want to wake people up and make people more aware of what they're thinking. And when we start, when we make people start thinking, that's when the wheels start turning, when they'll start asking questions. Because people don't think. People just, you just tell them something today, and they're so gullible. Oh, okay. You know, he prayed on his clothes. He prayed over the cloth. They were fighting and arguing around that Billy Swagger or whatever prayed over that cloth. Come on,
against
really?
You. Kiss my ass. Kiss my ass.
He prayed. He
Swagger.
Said it's going to happen.
Well,
so I
want to
ask
and
you.
Go ahead. I said,
if your
pastor name is Dollar,
right.
you need not to be at that church. Right. His name is Dollar. You need not
to be at his church. Or, if you believe somebody else's power is so powerful that they can pray over a cloth and they got a million people following them and they give you one cloth and it's going to change your life, then why aren't you that power? You can be, if he got, God can just give his power. God has gifted every one of his children different powers and gifts. So if you think you look up to somebody that's powerful, he's not God. How dare you? I don't look at people that God is God, and I don't see nobody else. Okay,
mm-hmm.
God is, if you ain't God, I don't call you God. I don't call no man on this earth God. We'll never call him God. Okay.
It makes me think of a scripture. Remember when Jesus were in the valley, and this woman who had a menstrual problem couldn't even get to Jesus, and she literally said, "If I could just touch his clothes, I know I'll be healed." And she touched his clothes, just the tip of his clothes, and it healed her. And he looked at her and said, "Your power healed you. Your faith healed you, not me.
You
healed yourself." That's what people need to get in their mind. If this man can pray over a cloth, dang it, you got enough power. I'm going in my closet and pray over each every piece of clothing I got.
Why can't you pray over
and make it all
the
powerful.
Point.
Exactly.
Thank you. But you know what,
so
people don't trust in their own gifts. People don't think they have any power. People think you got to go to somebody else to get their power. But you have it. You want it all the time. You had it all along, but you didn't believe you do. Stop thinking that you got to go to somebody else, to another source, where you were the source. God has given us all special gifts, and it's up to you to discover what they are. And once you do,
Amen. You
will live life with purpose now because you know who you are. It's so many people sleeping right now, and you're still asleep, and you're listening to this, and you're just like, what is she talking about? Because y'all don't get it. You don't get it. And if you don't get it, then turn it off because it's not for you.
Exactly.
Trust me. I'd rather one person get it than a 20,000 fools who don't get it. I'd rather one person get it. That's what it's about. People don't get it because they don't want to know nothing else. They just want to stay on that little road of what you think and what you were taught. You got to go outside of that. That's why we had the conversation of duality last week. Because you got to open up your mind. What if something was this way? What if it was that way? What if Jesus didn't look like that? What if this and that? What if black wasn't white? You have to do that. Because how else? So you just go by what everybody told you because your grandmother told you that? Because your auntie told you that? Yep. Really? So when you get in front of God,
you're a fourth generation in this church.
My auntie told me that. You didn't do no research yourself. Right. God's going to look at you like,
you're a fourth-generation church member.
Huh?
You're a fourth-generation churchgoer, and you're not questioning the pastor. You're just going because your great-grandmother went there, your grandmother went there, your mama went there. Don't mean even the Bible says you have a right in the spirit to question that prophet, see if he's righteous with God. Because everybody that screams prophet ain't going to always be righteous with God. And especially in the last days, it tells you point blank, in the last days there's going to be many false prophets coming. People, open your eyes. It's telling you in your own word. There's going to be thousands and thousands of false prophets preaching how much you can get rich. And it's funny how, I use Creflo Dollar as an example. It's funny how they had a few people protesting, saying this is ridiculous what this man is asking and it's wrong, but you also had those members who was donating saying if God told him he needs a jet, God said he needs a jet. Are you stupid? Are you really
that
stupid?
Are you sure
that
God told you need a jet or was it somebody else?
Well, did he need a jet to go to Rio for the weekend with his wife?
Oh, God.
You know, come on now.
Oh, where do
Rio.
I sign?
Come
where
on.
I my money?
Because I told my friend, I just had this conversation. I told my friend, this is the wrong hustle. You up here hustling, working jobs. The new hustle is being a preacher. They showing you the way if you're going to hustle people. They showing you the way they're hustling these people left and right.
We talked about the Detroit preachers of Detroit. It's every week that I look at it, I cringe more and more, and I'm just like, I can't believe this is even on TV. It's almost
like
what I told you guys. The year
it's
of
scary.
Exposure.
It's scary.
This 2015 is like anything and everything that was in the dark is now saying, guess what? We here. We don't care if you know. It's like it's
we
out in the open.
You know.
They don't care to hide that they're basically robbing you guys and pulling a sheet over your eyes. Huh?
They robbing you to the face. I saw the last episode. I saw the last episode of Detroit. The guy who just became a bishop showed up in a full flow mink to become a bishop.
Yes.
You serious?
Yes.
You just came with a mink on. Your wife got a mink. I mean, rolling diamond glistening. Like, for real? Are you not looking at these people? Come on.
He had a mink on. He said he had a mink on.
Dumb people.
Oh,
Lord, have
mercy. Right.
Right.
Because it's not magic wand to our congregation. Not magic wand.
And I have one more thing, and I'm going to tell anybody. Before you go, you got a heavenly father, you have a birth father. Before I call another man's father, you need to really check your religion. Because all these Catholic priests, you father forgive me. He can't forgive nothing you do. He cannot forgive anything. He's a representative of God. Only God can forgive your sins. Why the heck he telling you go fire Hail Mary? That don't mean nothing. You ain't asking God. You asking the dude to forgive you. Get your, man, really get your spirituality right.
Oh my God! Right? I'm like, excuse me, Mr. Preacher, can you move out of the way? I'm talking about the. We're not talking about the preachers, the bishops I have respect for that are of God. Those preachers I have all the respect for now, because you know certain bishops that are truly of God. God gives them like where you can like you basically can talk to your bishop and he is basically given that authority. Remember we talked about authority. He's given, some certain people are given authority. But it's a lot of fake people running around here like they got authority and they don't. So you guys have to be very careful with that. I'm telling you, I can see them, but I asked for this. I asked to see them. So I can see them. So I'm like, excuse me, Wolf, can you go to the side? I need to go here to this preacher, the real one. Because I can't.
Because I
will not participate in your church. I'm not going to come to your church service. Yes. Don't invite me because I see who you are. And I don't want to entertain that. I can't.
Because I'm going to tell you, I had experienced this. Go ahead, Tyler. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying that's what I meant with it. You know, I just think it's just so much, I mean, so much going on in churches nowadays where from the church that I know, and you know, I come from a very God-fearing family. You know, I come from a family of pastors and evangelists, so you know, I know what's real and what's not. So it's crazy that people can't see past this. What I think is, it kind of started with the Kirk Franklin when you know, just something to appeal to a younger audience. But with that, you know, some outfits are just, you know what I'm saying, that's club attire. I just refuse to be the person that's only in church on Sunday but calls heel all through the week.
You
know what I'm saying?
I have an issue with when you brought up Kirk Franklin. It kind of made me think about
that.
I have an issue with a twerk song being turned into now a Jesus song. I have an issue with that because it's almost like you're taunting Jesus or taunting God. And it's like, it's disrespectful. And I hear some church music, that they so-called church music, like some gospel singers, where they'll turn that same beat that people go twerk to, they'll turn it into a church and make it a church song. And I kind of think, isn't that what the devil do? Don't he taunt, like, he make everything opposite? That's like, kind of, like, weird to me. I don't like that. Because I think it's like you're making fun of something that, that I know
real.
Is real. And you're making fun of something that means a lot to me.
Like,
and how dare you? So I'm not going to participate in that either.
Well, it's like I just saw a video. I'm glad you brought that up with the church music.
Yes.
I just saw a video where they turned Beyonce's surfboard song into a Jesus song.
Okay.
I'm like,
I've seen it. She sung Drunk in Love, but she changed it to church song.
Same song. He just changed the word here and there. I'm like, oh my God, there's a special place in hell for them. There's a special place in hell for that. I'm like, wow, for real? For real. And it's just, like
hold
I was saying
guys,
before,
I'm
had experience.
Here, wait, Cobra,
hold on.
She's
not going to play it. She's going to play it.
We're going to play it.
Oh, here we go.
We got to play it because I don't want people out there saying, you lying. You ain't no Drunk in Love church song. Okay? Well,
yes,
we have
is.
A
yes,
copy
it
of
is.
It. Hold on. We're going to play
oh,
it.
Oh, my Lord Jesus.
Because I want to try to hear it. Here we go.
Boy.
And here we
I
go.
I want to pray before this, and I want to pray before in my heart with this throat. I'm so not want to be part of this in love train going
here
to hell.
Here she goes singing it right here.
Lord have mercy.
Here we go, you guys.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, we call you guys. Here we go.
Okay.
Why can't the people see they need to Jesus to see? God don't hide. Feel like a stranger in the absence of your presence. Shine your light.
Okay, I can't listen to anymore. I just
stop it,
think.
Stop it, please.
Oh, boy.
Right. Now, I want to, it's another one. This is the one I was talking about, but here we go. Hold on.
Hallelujah.
Like I was saying, I just had experience not even four or five weeks ago, where I met Bishop Noel. I met him, shook this man's hand.
Yes.
You could feel God beam off this
yes.
dude. I mean, literally
yes.
beam that
yes.
it brought me to tears. It brought me to tears. I'm
yes.
like, this dude is the truth. And ever since
yes.
I met him, anything I can get my hand from about his stuff.
That's right.
Mr.
That's
Jones
right.
is the truth. And then
when
anybody was nothing, he was praying over me.
You,
I just
Cobra,
shook his hand.
Right. When I said, remember I told you we
he's
talked about authority. Go look up authority. And
yep.
certain people have that authority. God, when God grants you authority, and that authority, and that's what I told you, my preacher, when I joined church with Mr. Noel Jones as my pastor, you're right. I felt the same thing. Something about that person, that man, kept drawing me back to his church. And I was doing movies at the time. I was doing movies the night
yep.
before, and the next day I went to church. But I kept coming back. I kept coming back because something about his
mm-hmm.
message, it was like he singled me out and he was talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
But he kept me coming
yep.
back almost to the point where I was sinking down in my chair because I'm like, they gonna know. And it was like you can hear demons like, they're going to know who you are. They're going to know who you are. That's how I felt. But I kept
yep.
coming back.
Yep.
And I just
Bishop
think about
Noel
that.
Is
I
the
think
truth.
About that. That's crazy. He is the truth.
Bishop Noel is the truth. And I met him,
yes.
and I shook his man hand, and just literally
yes.
brought me to tears. He just said, and you know, he looked me in the face and said, don't worry about it. I said, I love to get some materials. He took my address down, and that man sent me at least $100 worth of his stuff to me. For free,
yes.
just send it to me, like
good,
with a note saying, "Hey,
person.
I hope you enjoy it. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you get something out of it." And ever since then, I've been anything I can put my hands on with him because I have met a lot of preachers that man is the literal truth when you
I'm
meet
a,
him.
Yes, and I'm gonna tell you something, God. When God wants you to be somewhere, you don't have to go start a GoFundMe page if you're a bishop. Because if you're somebody who has authority and you anointed, and you are truly anointed, he's going to make sure that you will get there no matter if your congregation gave or not. So we have to be very
yep.
aware, once again, of who you choose to follow and look up to. Call your bishop. So I thought it was very important for this conversation because it does relate to paranormal because it tells you
mm-hmm.
that in this day, there are demons in the church. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, they're running rampant.
They're everywhere. Have you ever seen a movie where you put on the glasses
yep.
and you can see everything? But when
they
you take it off, it's like you can't see. But when
yep.
you put on those glasses, your
they're
eye,
here.
That third eye opens up, and it's like you see
yep.
everything. You're like, what the
yep.
heck?
Yep.
That's
what?
One of my favorite movies. They're
yep.
here. There here is that's name that movie. That's one of my favorite movies because it's literally what's going on today. People got no glasses on. They can't see what's really going on. And literally
wow.
demons are crawling out the trees on right now. They're crawling out the trees literally now. And I'm like, so the thing about it is you really have to put your spiritual warfare together because the thing about
yes.
it is God is trying to reach you. God is talking to
yes.
people. God using this
yes.
platform. God using everything
yes.
that you think is, oh, that's a call. That's a this. God is using everything to call people out and say, hey, listen, he's screaming. Pay attention, literally
right.
now. Stop listening
right.
to these so-called
first,
preachers. Pay
right.
attention.
And let me tell you something. Do you think it's kind of weird that if now that he's reaching out to more and more people, to say, look, ain't nobody, this person wasn't paying attention. I think so many people that are in the church they miss the messages because you so fixated on your preacher and you're looking at him as God that you didn't miss what God is trying to tell you. Like, get out of the church.
Because
get out of that church.
Too busy?
That church I am not at.
No,
you didn't even get the message that
God
said.
They're too busy worshiping the man.
They
too busy worshiping them. They too busy worshiping the man than worshiping the God they supposed to be there to listen
right.
about. They're too busy worshiping the man.
Okay, well, we definitely
I love
this topic. Just want people to really start to think about where you're gonna, where you're saying your prayers at, and who you're, you know, who you're looking up to. You want to be very careful of that. I want to kind of talk about a little bit because we're going to talk about paralyzed sleep paralysis next week. So I want to kind of go into that a little bit. Have you guys ever talked to, have you ever had that experience, Timer? Have you had a sleep paralysis before? And make sure y'all write these topics down because
I wrote down.
Y'all know dang well I get a topic down. This is your topic. Take your topics down. Don't call
me
and ask me about a damn topic.
Yeah, it's Miss Morale.
My voice is crazy. Go ahead.
Crazy.
I love
it.
Yeah.
Tyler, have you ever
had it? Yep. I used to have it when I was younger.
Okay.
It was just a crazy, crazy situation where, you know, wake up, I can move my eyes, but I can move my body.
Wow.
Yeah, so... It was really crazy. It got to the point where I actually learned how to control and finally come up out of it, but it just seemed like an eternity doing it. So I definitely, but as I said before, that used to occur when I was younger. Like, it stopped happening. I'll say somewhere around 10, 11. But from the age up to about then, I used to have it like once or twice a year, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe more than that. I can't really say for sure. But it was weird. You know, it's a terrible thing to go through. It's like if I felt like if I was older and that happened and I panicked, that can, you know, take me right on out, you know.
Right.
I even thought about that then, you know, for real. So that's why
I think it's a scary thing if you never had it to happen to you. It's definitely something that can make you be like, okay, what was that? I didn't like that. Because just imagine for all those people who haven't experienced it, going to sleep, but basically your brain wakes up, but your body doesn't, and it's kind of stuck in between, I don't know, the spiritual realm and this realm, and where you can basically see around your room or wherever you're at, but you can't wake up. You cannot wake up. But I can see around me. I can see stuff in a room. And I can also, usually when people have this experience, they often say, majority of people say they feel a presence. Now, what I want to go deeper into next week is I want to ask you guys and research this. Do you think something, because sometimes I don't think that's true, but do you think the presence is you? Because I think one theory can be, when your spirit
out of body.
Is out, because you're half, it's like almost like you're out of body, what you're feeling is your spirit, and your spirit can be outside, and it's like not inside of your body, so it's like outside, so you could be feeling you in front of you, but another one can be something else, because sometimes I don't feel threatened, but then it's times when it's not me, because I feel threatened, where it's something not of this world, and it don't feel right. Where it's like it's like almost alarming. Where you gotta wake up now. Wake up, wake up. You're gonna be in danger. That type of feeling. Where
I've
the
never
last
had
one
that
I had, the last one that I had, I told the story that I felt the actual foot and prints of someone getting onto my bed, and at each step that they took, my bed went down. Like the whole, like this person had to be huge. Because my whole, every step he took or it took, the bed sunk. And I was like, wake up, you're in trouble, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. And when I woke up screaming, and it was nothing there. So, and this is like maybe 2 years ago. And I just kind of feel that wasn't me. I never experienced that one. What is that? So what do you guys think about it?
Well, I'm going to be honest. I've never experienced anything like that before.
Me either.
My thing was, I used to have vivid dreams when I was younger,
yeah.
Until I got about 30, 31. I used to have these real vivid dreams of a war in heaven between demonic forces and angels. I could literally see it happening. I used to have
mm-hmm.
those type of dreams all the time, but I never had paralysis where I'm awake. Sometimes I believe that, but from my experience and having been dealing with it in the occult, sometimes I believe it could be an out-of-body experience, but also sometimes I believe your spirit is in a floating situation and I'm put it to you like this, when you feel that something like coming upon you that's not natural, you could be out of body and something could be trying to inhabit that body. That's why you hear that, feel that rushing up. I got to get back inside of me. I got to get back. I got to wake up. You know, because something is coming. You know, because the thing about it is, it's a realm that I never dealt with personally, but I've heard so many people have experiences like that. It's really kind of intriguing. It's intriguing. And it's happening a lot these days. It's happening a whole lot these days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's happening a whole lot these days.
It's really frightening. I think that when you don't understand it, you don't know, like, what do you do? Because I know there's a lot of people out there listening and saying that, you know, if they're saying, okay, I experienced this, what do you do? You know, how do I fix this? Do you go to the doctor and get a pill? No, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the best thing to do is, what I do when it happens, you know, you want to, like, call. One, you want to call for Jesus. And I do it mentally, and it instantly goes away. It is hard to do. It's
mm-hmm.
weird. It's almost like something, like, don't want you to do that. And I instantly do that in my head, and it goes away. And I try my best to wake
mm-hmm.
up. And it always goes away. It takes my energy. That's another thing I want to ask people, anybody who experienced that timer, do you feel tired? Because I feel tired, like, because I'm fighting with myself to wake up or get back in my body. Like, my energy, it feels like I take energy. Like, I'm really tired.
That has happened to me, definitely. In an instance, to sit back and you know, all the energy trying to move your arm and legs. Yeah, I mean,
right.
I think it's definitely exhausting, you know, to a point.
It's very exhausting. Like, I'm
right.
really tired when I wake up. It's, like, overwhelming tired. Like, it's weird.
It's like your body's dead, but you're awake, you know what I'm saying? It's like trying to get your arm to wake up, and, you know what I'm saying, because your arm is like the first thing you get to move, and your arm is still asleep. That's a weird freaking situation to be in, you know?
Right.
So,
Because I've heard of people having that sleep paralysis while they was in surgery or something. And the lady, one lady had the experience, she had it, and they thought she was under, and she could feel them cutting into her. Literally everything they did, she could feel it, because she's
now,
a mentally
crazy.
Awake
now, that's scary. That's scary to me.
You know,
she's
like, I'm screaming. She was like, I'm literally screaming, and no one can hear me. But I can feel
nobody
everything
can hear
they're
them.
Doing to me.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of, that's the scary part about
Cobra.
It.
They have cases of people who died, or they said they were dead, pronounced dead, but they
yep.
weren't dead,
mm-hmm.
and they went to, like, the corner,
yep.
and they couldn't move their mouth
mm-hmm.
and body, and it's been cases like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's weird. Oh, my God.
Yep. Yeah, so that was a little bit deep. So that's why I say this is happening so much these days as of now. Like I was mentioning earlier, it's a lot of stigmatas happening around here as well. People, it's so much going on spiritually, and that people are not recognizing that these things are happening for a reason. They're happening for a reason. You know, it's such a spiritual, it's literally like, I'm going to put it to you like this, and I don't know if you get this feeling in the air. It's like a literal spiritual tornado happening, and people are not picking up that this tornado is coming. And it's just a big spiritual tornado
coming down. No,
because
it's something called reality TV, and it's something called that. So people are, they're worried because Empire is coming on, so, you know, basically, no one's thinking about that.
I don't even watch Empire. So... Lord have mercy. But the thing about this is, You do? People tell you it's good, but I don't have the time. I'd be working all the time.
Right.
But mm-hmm. his thing, it's just a spiritual thing. It's just a spiritual thing or a spiritual warfare that people are not picking up on. It's like, for example, I give you a perfect example. They just had on the news the other day down here that a woman's daughter started talking real strange and possessed, and she said it happens to three of her daughters already. The third daughter got possessed at 9, and they all was reading Stephen King books. Okay,
wow.
It happened once. You happen twice. When you think, let's move all the Stephen King books out my house. But yet, you still let the third one read. Hello? Let's come on. It's in every fast. Demonic forces are coming in every form of fashion. Literature, music, any way you could think of, preachers, false preachers, is coming. Come on, people. Wait, let's wake up. Let's see it.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Next week we're also going to talk about a few haunted places. I want to talk about Netherworld. It's right here in Georgia. It's in Norcross. It's in Georgia.
Yep.
It's called Netherworld. And, yes, I want to talk about that because, oh, gosh, it's considered like
that's
it's
a demonic
number two
place.
On the most. Yeah, they say it's number two on the most. terrifying or most haunted places in the world. And it's called Netherworld. It's in Norcross, Georgia. And we're going to talk about it next week. So make sure you put that on your homework list. We're going to talk about Netherworld. We're going to talk about sleep paralysis would be our mini topic. And we're going to, what else do we need to talk about? So Netherworld. And we'll go into more our lucid dreams because we really didn't get into all of it, but we will talk about our lucid dreams and vivid dreams. And because I want people also when we
talk
about that.
There's one more.
No, what else? I'm trying to think of it.
There was one more. We were talking about the Bible, chosen people.
We'll talk about the chosen people. We will do that one too. So we got a lot of stuff to cover. We will do the vivid and lucid first because we will go into that real quick. Because the same thing like the hexes and curses, even though they seem to be the same, they're totally different a little bit.
So we want to kind of talk
about that. So we'll talk about lucid and vivid just like we did her hexes and curses. We'll do it at the top of the hour next week, and then we'll go right into our topics and mini topics and, you know, get it done for you guys. We're so happy that you guys tuned in tonight, or if you're tuning in another day and it's a rerun show, we definitely appreciate you guys tuning in. We'll do our last thoughts right now. Go ahead, Timer.
My last thoughts is definitely, you know, open your eyes, pay attention, and stay aware, you know. Have a great week. See you next week. Salud.
Short and sweet.
Short and sweet. I love it. I wish our other cast members could know that. No, just playing. Okay. I just playing. Look, you know, James is next. No, I'm sorry. Okay, I don't mean to make this funny, but I'm gonna do James. You guys, here's James. Well, I feel. Well, you know. Yeah, and I'm gonna just, and then 10 minutes later. Well, I'm just saying, because you know what I'm saying. 15 minutes
is
okay, but basically what I'm saying, and it's still saying, and then I'm going to say, okay, bye, y'all. Well, I hope so. It's been 15 minutes.
That's what I was saying. I love the word saying. Yeah, I do.
Look, I always tease James about talking a lot, and he always teases me and say I do too. So go ahead.
Just to take what Timer said, be aware of your surroundings, especially when you go to these churches. Be aware. If you see some horns coming out and some red eyes glaring at you, it's time to leave and go somewhere else to worship your Lord. Okay, that's all I gotta say about that. And also, be smart too. And be smart and open your mind. It'll be nice.
Okay.
You know, that's all I gotta say.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Well, you heard.
Okay. I'm last but not least. I'm going to just say this.
There you go.
be spiritually a warrior.
That's right. You are not. You
okay,
know.
I'm last of the whole co-host.
No ego, you got. That's good. Go ahead.
I'm just saying in a nutshell. Be just spiritually strong. Be spiritually aware, as my other members say. Be spiritually. Know what you're fighting against, because as the Bible says, you're not fighting against people. You're fighting against powers that you need. You have to have God on your side, because if you don't have the proper mind and have that third eye open and see things for what they are, you'll be a sheep led to your own destruction.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
That's right. And I'm going to make mine really brief, too. I definitely just want to send a lot of positive vibes out there to everybody tonight. And next week we'll be back here with more interesting topics. I'm so excited to be here every Monday. Mondays is like one of my favorite days because I get to do Vance City with these guys. So we'll be back next week. And just to everybody and anybody out there listening that's saying, you know what, I don't really believe anything you're saying, please do your research. Just research and just have your own thoughts. If you don't believe anything we're saying, you don't have to. But we just want to be able to, you know, just wake certain people up. And if you're not ready, we can't push you. So I definitely wanted to say, just do your research, and we love you. Still sending you love and vibes, good vibes out there, okay? And we'll see you guys later. We'll see you next week. All right?
Yes, that's right.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Bye, my people.
Cause I can't wait to wake next to you. Oh,
you are.